The dream of a new curling club in Sydney is starting to become a reality for its members. The federal government has invested $10 million to build a new arena for the Sydney Curling Club. Sydney, Victoria MP Jaime Batiste made the announcement at the current curling club to a rousing standing ovation from members and attendees.
Without further ado, I'm excited to be here today to announce that the federal government is investing $10 million under the Green Curling Club to build a new Sydney Curling Club right here in Sydney.
He says now is the right time to invest in the club.
We will have the ability to have more community events, large curling tournaments, and league games here in Sydney. As our population continues to grow, it is more important than ever to ensure that we invest the right infrastructure now to build a prosperous and sustainable future for all.
The need for a new space has become apparent, with the curling club drawing more high-profile events in recent years, such as the Scotties Tournament of Hearts, 2024 World Women's Curling Championships, and recently the Canadian Vision Impaired Curling Championships, which was also the first time the tournament was held outside Ontario. The new arena will feature 6 sheets compared to the current club's 4, and will be energy efficient and accessible. The new arena will be located close to Open Hearth Park in Sydney, on the corner of Ferry Street and Stable Drive. Club President Ian McGuinness says the current club's building is tired and discussed what a new facility will mean.
The last 3 years, we've been over 300 members. This year we're at 318. We have over 65 new members this year, which changes it. I feel like we can grow more if we had a bigger facility, in a sense, because we have a number of leagues that have multiple draws, and we have people on wait lists trying to get in the draws, so a new facility will even grow more.
The current building took heavy damage during the 2024 February snowstorm. The 150-centimeter snowfall heavily damaged the club's roof, causing it to close for a period of time. McGuinness shared his reaction to the news of the investments in a new arena.
It really changes the outlook of curling and CBRM for us and for the Sydney Curling Club. It's amazing that the federal government is supporting the Sydney Curling Club in this way, so it's going to change how curling happens.
When large curling events come to Sydney, they are typically held at the Centre 200 Arena, but McGuinness says their new arena could change that.
You know, if we can get a provincial event, maybe we can get a national event with a new facility, or maybe there's something else we can bring outside of provincial or national events, a certain spiel that can bring in top curlers. Like, the 6-sheet facility would really open up a lot of possibilities for us.
The funding from the federal government will cover about 60% of the $18 million project. The funding comes from the Green and Inclusive Buildings Program. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.